Good evening. And thank you, Father and Deacon, for the opportunity to reflect on the scriptures today. I knew a young dad from a large Catholic family. This dad was from Tennessee, yet lived in Texas, Ohio, Kentucky, and finally back to the great state of Tennessee. He was a gardener and loved growing bluebonnet flowers. Now, bluebonnets are one of the hardest flowers to germinate due to its hardened shell or seed. We'll come back to the story of this unique flower in a moment, but first I'd like to share how hope is an important aspect of our faith. Our first reading today from Acts, the church was young, new, and a lot of excitement. The apostles were on Solomon's portico. People were afraid to join them out of fear, yet they also had reverence as they were drawn to the apostles and the message about Jesus. People were laying cots so that the injured and lame could at least benefit from Peter's shadow. When Jesus walked among the apostles in the Gospels, we see Jesus healing of a woman who touched his garment, and Jesus healing the centurion's household servant by the word of his mouth. Now in the Acts of the Apostles, we have Peter's shadow touching others, and they were all cured. What happened in that upper room after the death of our Lord? Scripture scholars talk about today's gospel message as a continuation of last week's Easter message. They talk about three movements of faith. First, being little to no faith. These are the same disciples who ate with Jesus, saw the miracles, but are in a dark, locked room and in fear. The second is movement to partial faith. Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John witnessed the risen Lord. They must have been sharing this message, but many are again locked in a room for fear of the Jews. Then Jesus comes into the locked room and says, "Peace be with you." Shows the disciples his hands and his side, and the disciples rejoice as they saw the Lord. Jesus says a second time, "Peace be with you," and breathes on them to receive the Holy Spirit and to carry on the mission and the forgiveness of sins. Yet one is missing, and we know this to be Thomas. I think we can all relate in this day and age of polarization about every single thing. There's even a state slogan that says, "Show me." Thomas states that unless I see the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week goes by and Jesus again comes through locked doors and says, "Peace be with you." Jesus in his mercy does not scold Thomas, but addresses his fears, his lack of trust, and says, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." The third element of faith is called unconditional faith, and it is expressed by Thomas' well-known response, "My Lord and my God." In the year 2000, the church saw two big events happen, the canonization of St. Faustina and a decree officially establishing the second Sunday of Easter as Divine Mercy Sunday. The image given to St. Faustina is a popular image that depicts the resurrection from today's gospel. The image shows the nail marks with red and white rays emanating out of the wounds of Christ, red for blood and white for water. Our catechism states the blood and water that flowed from the pierced side of the crucified Jesus are types of baptism and the Eucharist, the sacraments of new life. From then on, it is possible to be born of water and the Spirit in order to enter the kingdom of God. Divine Mercy Sunday ties into our ascent of faith. Are we living in a locked room of fear with little to no faith? To partial faith, we know he is risen, but we may still desire proof to touch the wounds of Christ as we are hurt in this fallen world of sin, war, and current cause or culture of death, to unconditional belief, my Lord and my God, I will follow you, Lord, and I will do what you ask of me. So what does this mean for us today? As in Acts, when your shadow falls on your neighbor in need, what is the shadow we cast on our progression of faith? Little to no faith? It is hard to cast a shadow of God's mercy if you are in a dark, locked room. To partial faith, we may serve a need or show mercy when convenient. To unconditional belief, my Lord and my God, where we show the fullness of God's love and mercy to one another. Now this dad, after multiple efforts from state to state, learned to grow the bluebonnet flowers. You can freeze the seed in water. You can scratch the seed or use an emery cloth. You can buy the seeds that are slightly etched to ensure germination. That's recommended. College and universities have conducted studies on the bluebonnet seeds. I have seen hot, arid places where nothing can grow, and there sits in that same area a sea of blue flowers during spring. The smell of this flower is one in a million. It is unique. Maybe you feel that your land, your life, is too parched. Maybe you have suffered loss in health, job loss, relationship loss. You're depressed. Not much can grow in your heart. But if you can say yes to Jesus, your fiat, like our mother, can give Jesus just enough room for his mercy to grow in your heart. Your yes will turn into hope and help move you from no faith to partial faith to unconditional faith. Maybe our response to the three movements in faith can come from the Divine Mercy Chaplet itself. O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. My Lord and my God.